you so much. It's been, it's great to be here in Katoomba, you know, at this festival. It's so exciting for me because I've never been to this mega week before, certainly not to sing anyway. And, you know, it's lovely being in Australia again. I love this country. I know Luca has a song written about it, and, you know, I believe every word he says in it. I feel the same way. It's gorgeous. And people are lovely, and thank you all indeed for hanging around so late to see me. Thank you. What to do, what songs to sing, here we go. heart is warm. I'm just like a water baby, baby, born to fly. I'm like a lightning wild wind that blows away and high. Then your heart is a million dying to fly. Mother. But I'm honored. to be his birthday buddy, and he's an amazing guy, and he was super there tonight. He entertained us delightfully. This next song is the title track of an album I recorded many moons ago, being as I've been kicking around for a long time. And yeah, it's a song that was written by Sandy Denny, and I have been a huge fan of hers from way back. She was a huge influence on me in my teens, particularly growing up in Dublin. And when I was scared to go on stage, I kind of closed my eyes and think, well, you know, Sandy did it, and I'm going to do it. You know, she was my inspiration. And unfortunately, she died far too young. She was only in her early 30s when she died from a very tragic accident. But I sometimes see her scared around me, you know, edging me out. Get out there, be grand. And this is a song, it's a song to brighten anyone's day. It's a song called By the Time It Gets Dark. She feels about it. I love it. was good today, Reverend Chief. Thank you very much. I'm a bit biased. This is a song that it was a flagship of a compilation album that was released in the early 90s back in Ireland. And it came about quite by accident. You know, initially, the record label I was on were thinking of putting together a compilation of, you know, Irish acts and, you know, bring something together. And it was looking more and more like women. And I was saying, well, why don't we just keep it all women, for God's sake? There was great women in Ireland at the time, strength in music and all that. People like Sharon Shannon and Maura O'Connell, yeah, Frances Black, Dolores Keane, and Eleanor McIntyre, myself. And anyway, so we did. And before we knew it, it was getting loads of airplay and it went in up to number one in the chart. And we were all delighted. The girls were all thrilled and we toured it and we did all sorts of things after that. But anyway, this is a song that Eleanor McIntyre, I should say, wrote. She was in my band at the time, hadn't really done a lot of solo work herself at that stage, and she was singing the song backstage, and I thought it would be a great song to kind of lead the women. It led them very well. I want you to join in the chorus. I heard you singing for Barry, for Luca, so please sing with me.
As only a woman's heart can be. As only one. Oh, I need one. As only.
piece of my book, which I released about a little over a year ago, by way of an introduction to this next song. And I won't bore you too much with it. Down the Crooked Road is the title. And someone who, before I had a title, someone came up to me and said to me, have you any ideas for a name, a title for your book? And I said, no, I haven't thought about it. And he said, what about 50 Shades of Black? I don't think so. Okay, on a more serious note, this is the inspiration to the next one. The night Mommy died was the 25th of October 2003. My brother Martin, Joe, and most of her grandchildren had been visiting her throughout the day. My sister Frances and I sat on either side of her bed holding her hand. We talked and we prayed and we told her how much we loved her. It was all very calm, and slowly she stopped breathing and slipped away very peacefully. Mommy had been the center of the whole family. She held us all together, and in good times and bad, we flocked to her. When I came home that night, I thought, who's going to fill that role now she's gone? Keeping a family together was often a role taken up by women, so the answer was obvious to me in a way. It would be me as the eldest girl. I couldn't sleep that night because I kept thinking about her life and what she meant to me. I was torn between two conflicting emotions. I was relieved that her death had been peaceful, that she hadn't suffered and she wasn't in pain anymore. Yet, I felt a deep sadness that she was gone. Lying there, a melody started to form in my mind and words flew around my head. Words that resonated with meaning and somehow captured the sorrow I was feeling. After a while, I decided to write them down and eventually fell asleep as the dawn broke. The next day, I said to my son, Danny, I have these words and this melody running around in my head. I'd really love to finish this song for your granny. So we sat down right there and then with his guitar, he wrote, Your Love. How can I say what I feel? Well, I turn around, you're not here. I know it's my time to leave. But the emptiness inside. Thank you.
She
knowing and recording songs written by Shane Howard over the years. I'm sure you all know who Shane is. He's an amazing Australian singer-songwriter. A great guy. You know, fights tirelessly for people who are treated badly, and is very, well, he's, you know, I don't have to tell you. But, yeah, it's great to see him up in Port Ferry and all the Howards. I feel like an adopted member of the Howard clan at this stage, up there in Killarney and the surrounding beautiful part of the world. This song is one that he wrote, and I tucked it under my arm and ran home with it the first time I ever heard him sing, which was back in 1992. And I recorded it and became a big hit for us in Ireland. And he came over the next summer to do support for us around Ireland. And when he hopped into the taxi from the airport, Bob was playing on the radio, Only Flesh and Blood. Thank you. Well, this song I first sang back in 1983 when I joined a band from the west of Ireland, from Galway in fact, a band called Dana. And they're a mighty, mighty group of musicians. This is the very first song I ever recorded for the album, which came out shortly after that. And I had the pleasure of singing beside Dolores Keane as well for a year and a half that time, which was amazing. She's a mighty woman. This song is one that has travelled with me since then. I don't always sing it, particularly if I'm at home. It somehow makes far more sense to sing it when I'm away from home. People out there may be feeling a little bit homesick. It's all about the beauty, the culture, the music, the people of Ireland, and its beautiful West Coast. Silver means You sound great earlier on. This next song has a lovely chorus, and please feel free to join in, do whatever you like. You can dance if you like. Maybe not. Oh.
Plastic and the bones, these are empty and hanging.
sitting here on the piano and accordion. He's stuck me out for the last 30 years. I don't know how he's doing it. He's a Durham medal. From Kinsale, County Cork, Mr. Pat Crowley. And I'm here from Belfast in the wee north on double bass, Nick Scott. This man over here is from Dublin on saxophone, Mitchie Buckley. And over here from Clonakilty in County Cork, one of Ireland's finest guitar players, Mr. Bill Shanley. And Mike Henderson and all the people here at the Blue Mountain Festival. It's a fantastic festival. I'm having so much fun and I look forward to tomorrow and all the music I'm going to hear. Listen, we'll finish this song so you can come home to your beds and heat, warm up, and we'll see you all tomorrow. Okay, take care of yourself. Thank you for being so lovely.